came up out of the water, raised my hands up to the Father.
That's a new song from the country music supergroup Rascal Flatts. For the last few years, the band's been heard all over country and pop radio with hits that include Bless the Broken Road and What Hurts the Most. Rascal Flatts has sold more than 21 million albums. They are the top-selling and most awarded country group of the last decade. So why did they recently consider breaking up? It's been a time of transition for Rascal Flatts, and their new CD is titled, aptly enough, Changed. The group's members, singer Gary LaVox, bass player Jay DeMarcus, and guitarist Joe Don Rooney all join us from our studios at NPR West. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Great to be here.
We got a third voice we haven't heard.
unless
you're genuinely indifferent about this, and we can accept that and try and build from there.
I love it. We're very proud and happy to be here with you.
Gary LaVox, you wrote this title track that we just heard a few seconds of, Changed. Mm-hmm. What are you trying to get across in that song?
You know, I think a lot of times the hardest thing to do is to forgive yourself of past mistakes. The first step is admitting that you've made mistakes. It's okay to change. You know, no matter how many times you fall down, you can always get back up.
Well, help us understand what these last few years have been like for you. Because, I will warn you in advance, it's going to be hard for you to break anyone's heart, given the success you've had over the past 10 years.
This is Jay. It was just we had reached a crossroads to where we needed to dig deep to see if we, in fact, had the fire and the hunger that we did when we had first started out. After a very long day's worth of conversations, it became clear to all three of us that we did have something left to say, and we did have some fire deep down inside that we wanted to rekindle. And making this last record, it sort of felt like those early days to where we were back in my little one-bedroom apartment all those years ago, making our first demo tapes.
Jay DeMarcus, could you bring us back to those days in your one-bedroom apartment? Was this in Nashville?
It was. I lived in a little one-bedroom apartment, and I had an ADAT machine in there that we'd get around and sing our harmonies together. And those are some of my most favorite times because we were so hungry and so desperate to have something happen. And I quite honestly feel like the last few years we lost a little bit of that. We just sort of started phoning it in, so to speak.
Well, you made, what, 8 studio albums in 10 years?
Yes, sir.
For a lot of people, that's not even enough time to phone it in. Well, that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I guess what I mean by that is that when you come face to face with something that works very well, and we've been fortunate to have amazing fans, it doesn't mean that it's not good. It doesn't mean it doesn't have substance, but you can allow yourself to put it on autopilot sometimes and stop digging deeper to find different things inside of you that are creative that will inspire you.
Let's listen to another song, Banjo. You gotta go deep, way on back, cross a few creeks, in a couple little shacks. You gotta get lost, way on out, crickets and frogs, yeah, you're getting close now. And you kick it in a four-wheel drive when you run out of road, and you go, and you go, and you go, 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 till you hear Is it intentional that this is your most country-sounding album in a while?
You know, the funny thing about us is we've always been derided as this pop country band, but if people would have heard what we were doing back in the clubs in the late 90s, they would be really shocked to find out how country our sound really was back then. On the last few albums, you'll find some countryier things on there than you might have 5 or 6 years ago.
What does the name mean? Rascal Flatts.
He who singeth country influenced music.
We were actually in that club that we used to play in Nashville, Tennessee, called the Fiddle and Steel Guitar Bar. And one night from stage, we just said, hey, if anybody's got a cool idea for a band name, you know, please let us know. And a buddy of ours said, man, we used to have a band back in the 60s. He said, we used to call ourselves Rascal Flatts. He said, by God, that y'all look like Rascal Flatts to me. We said, what's it mean? He said, well, I don't know, but that's just what we called ourselves, you know. And so we went with it, and it's worked, I think.
Let's listen to another song you wrote, Jay DeMarcus, Let It Hurt. Gary LaVox.
Yes, sir.
Early on, how did your kind of soulful vocal interpretations go over?
You know, I don't know. I think, you know, being a kid, I was always affected as a child by great singers, and I would try to emulate them as a kid. I remember trying to sing stuff like Peebo Bryce and Keith Whitley and Ronnie Millsap, and he would do those licks, and Merle Haggard and Conway Twitty and all the way to Stevie Wonder, you know. But when we hit the scene, our first album came out June 6th of 2000, and I think it was fresh, and I think our sound was new, and we were right at the tail end of the NSYNC Backstreet Boys kind of thing, which we certainly weren't trying to do. We just happened to be three guys that it was a timing thing. But, you know, I think as times went on, our brand of country music has opened a lot of doors for the Carrie Underwoods and the Taylor Swifts, and, you know, music evolves, and we've been blessed and fortunate enough to be able to evolve with it.
You, Rascal Flatts, recently became, I guess, the newest members of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, this is Joe Don. We sure did. Last October, one of the greatest days of Rascal Flatts' life, for sure. When I step back and think about September, though, of last year when we were asked to be the next members to join, we were blown away. It's something that's been on our radar since we were kids and wanted to move to Nashville with the dream to try to make it in the business and someday play the Opry and one day be a member of the Opry. I mean, those are all wild dreams, yeah. You know, but you have to dream big and if you want to get in this dance. And we always have been dreamers, all three of us.
Give us a song to go out on and tell us why.
This is Jay. You know, for me, I'd have to go with a Little Home because that song immediately touched me when I first heard the demo. You know, I've been gone. When I left for college, it's been 21 years ago now, so I've been away from home for a long time. And there were so many times that I just...
Where's home? Forgive me.
Home was Columbus, Ohio. That's where I was born and raised. And I left home to go to school when I was 19, and I've been gone ever since. And I remember many, many nights just needing to pick the phone up and hear my mom's voice on the other end. So that song really, really hit me hard when I heard it.
Gentlemen, it's been wonderful talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Gary LaVox, Jay DeMarcus, Joe Don Rooney of Rascal Flatts joining us from NPR West. Their newest album, latest album, Changed, is out now. Let's listen to a little bit of A Little Home. Sometimes you just need a little home. So hey, Mom and Dad, what's going on? I'm just checking in. No, there ain't nothing wrong. Sometimes you just need a little home. You can hear more from Rascal Flatts on our website, NPR Music. NPRnews.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Shoebox in his hand, half a world away. And he smiles when he sees who it's from. He lays down his gun. No, he can't wait. The cards and letters and something sweet. He takes a bite and reads.